Shakespeare's Macbeth reminds us that what's done cannot be undone. Indeed, much is done in one of drama's greatest tragedies that returns this summer to the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Macbeth runs in repertory at ISF through much of the month of June. Lynn Robert Berg plays the Scottish King, and Erin Parton is Lady Macbeth. They talk with Weekend Edition host George Prentice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with, with where you start. How do you deconstruct your new production of Macbeth?
Oh, wow.
The words.
Yeah, the words.
It all starts with the words. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Owning them, knowing what they mean, being able to give that story purely to the people for the first time hearing it or revisiting it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to work on these plays as if they have never been seen before by anybody. That's our job. There's an assumption that, oh, everybody knows this. You know, everyone knows Macbeth. Everyone knows Hamlet. Everyone knows Romeo and Juliet. No, they don't. You know, there are people who have seen it and maybe just never got it, or they didn't like it growing up. Or there are people who are brand new. They've never seen a play before. They're 30, 40 years old and going, I've never seen a Shakespeare before. I met a guy last night who said, I've never seen that play. I said, you should come see it because it's brand new to you.
Yes, I think everyone kind of knows the Cliff Notes version. Oh, that's that couple. They kill everybody.
Sure.
But there's so much richness and surprises inside of the language that we get to deliver, and you get to really dig into the entirety of the story. And I think it's one of Shakespeare's easiest plots because there are no subplots. Mm-hmm. It is one intention all the way through.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about your setting, your historical setting, and I want to read something from the production notes from your director, Charlie Fee, referring to last year's production of Hamlet and this year's Macbeth. With both Hamlet and Macbeth, at least we have taken a pause from contemporary references. No cell phones, video screens, or contemporary music. We hope you are enjoying this radical idea. It sounds as if you're going pretty traditional here.
The set is it's a beautiful set that does not declare us in any specific space. And there are people seated on stage with us, so it feels like you are encompassed. There's a lot of candlelight, and I feel that it allows the words to show up. It allows the story to show up. We don't need to set it in the Wild West or space or anything like that.
It actually highlights the theatricality and the nature of you're seeing a play. I think that's really exciting and shockingly doesn't create the distance or the separation that one would expect. You know, it allows people to invest in it more. Also with the costuming and stuff. You know, I mean, Game of Thrones is crazy popular, and that's all in quote-unquote period fantasy costuming. And yet, the characters and how they behave and how they interact, these themes and ideas and human nature, it hasn't changed much. It's timeless, you know? And Shakespeare was really great at pinpointing what it is or examining what it is about human nature so beautifully and specifically and expressively that there are parts of this play that feel like they were written yesterday.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to weigh in on Idaho audiences.
They're so supportive.
Yeah, and welcoming. And they're for you. When you show up at the theater and it's raining, and you think, oh, well, this is going to be a night. I wonder if we get to do it or not. And you peek out the side and you see people just sitting in the rain with something over their head, ready for some art. They're like, no, we're going to stick it out. And I remember last year there was a Hamlet performance that we had gusts of wind that were huge. We had rain. And, I mean, we were shouting to be heard. And those folks stuck with us. And by act two, it cleared up. It was crisp. You could hear every word. And it was like a gift for everyone who had stayed through the experience that night. And they were so, I don't know, they were so grateful for the experience. And we were grateful that they stuck it out with us. Mm-hmm. I find these to be some of the warmest audiences.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Congratulations to you both.
Oh, thank you.
Macbeth runs in repertoire through much of the month of June at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Lynn, Erin, thank you.
You can read more about Macbeth and the entire season under the stars at idahoshakespeare.org.